Now, more Thanksgiving greetings from our servicemen in Vietnam.
This is Seaman Milo Kasurik from Omaha, Nebraska. I'd like to wish my mom, my dad, a happy Thanksgiving, and on behalf of the whole crew of the USS Franklin D. Roosevelt in the South China Sea, a happy Thanksgiving to all.
This is Lance Corporal Robert Wood with 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines in Da Nang, Vietnam. I may be on patrol this Thanksgiving, but I'd like to take this time out to wish happy Thanksgiving to all my brothers and all the people in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
This is Specialist Phil Price, Ronald H. Boatwright, serving with the 1st and 2nd Infantry Division in Vietnam. I would like to wish all you people in Charlotte, North Carolina, and especially my mother, father, Mike and Larry, and my girlfriend, Ann Alexander, very happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure we all have a lot to be thankful for, even here in Vietnam, and all you people back home.
Young Americans in Vietnam salute Thanksgiving 1966. Described by Tomiko Jones. Just ahead, monitor on stage, featuring comedian Sandy Barron. You're on the monitor beacon. In the spirit of the upcoming holiday, here are more greetings from our men serving in Vietnam.
This is Rex J. Harrison, Yeoman 3rd. I would like to wish my wife Sandy and her parents a happy Thanksgiving. At this time, I work in the flag office on behalf of the entire crew of the USS Ticonderoga, now serving in the South China Sea. May I extend my best wishes for a very happy Thanksgiving to all.
This is Sergeant Gerald Abiyavi with 1st Battalion, 3rd Marines in Da Nang, Vietnam. I may be busy this Thanksgiving, so I'd like to take time out at this time to wish my mother, Mrs. Christine Alvey, a happy Thanksgiving and family, and to all the people in Evansville, Indiana.
This is Spec 4 Harold H. Weimer at the 90th Replacement Battalion, Long Bend, Vietnam. I want to wish my mother, Mrs. Marie Weimer, 6751 Chapman Avenue, Garden Grove, and my girl Sylvia, and all my friends in Wilmington, a happy Thanksgiving. It's kind of wet over here right now. Keep the letters coming. They really make my day.
Best wishes from halfway around the world. More monitor music now as Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass play their version of MAME. Thank you.
band, George Drummond, bumping out a tune to beat the band. The whole plantation is a humming. Cause you go Dixie-back, Dixie-back, play.
Now, Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live in theaters, nightclubs, concert halls around the world. Here's comedian Sandy Barron as the traditional 97-pound weakling facing the bully.
I faced up to a situation one day that I think everyone here, one time or another, had to face, whether you were a man or a mouse. Now, that day comes about when you face your first bully. Now, every neighborhood's got one, and we had one in my neighborhood. We call him the big school bully. And you can always tell when he walked around, because across the back of his jacket, it said, Big School Bully. And he was the kind of guy that had a tattoo, skull and crossbones, and 8 daggers, a hand grenade, 6 ropes, and on the bottom it said, Mother. Now, I was walking down the street one day, and I was walking with my steady girl. See, now, you don't want to be embarrassed in front of her. And suddenly, he came up against me. We were nose to nose with each other. So the bully said,
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Yeah. Who you pushing, bully?
I'm pushing you, Baron.
Yeah, bully. You're just lucky I have my new suit on. Because if I had my old clothes on, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, well, why don't you go home and put on your old clothes?
Because I don't have any. My mother buys me a new suit every hour. Well, he jumped on my new suit and turned it into old clothes. Took my steady and made it his permanent. Well, you know, you guys know me. I was not going to take this laying down, which is where I was when he left me. So I got up, and I went into training in a gym. First, on the light bag. And then on a heavy bag. And then with the rope, every day. 1, 2, 3, oh, Larry, my first name is Mary. Which got me into all sorts of other fights. And then one day, I found them together on the beach. The bully and my best girl. Got a picture. They were on a blanket, see? Rubbing suntan oil on each other's backs. Eating salami and provolone sandwiches. Listening to the top 40 news and weather. Well, I stomped over to them, and pop! I gave her a shot.
Monitor on Stage featuring Sandy Barron, who shouldn't have hit that girl. That sort of thing gives cowards a bad name. Here's Chet Baker with All. Forget, here's a holiday hint. If you're planning to use celery in your stuffing this Thanksgiving, get a longer turkey. This is more, I'm not even going to use my name. This is Monitor.
This is NBC.
With the prospect of planning and preparing the big holiday meal ahead of you, I know you ladies will be glad to know the following fact. The average American housewife washes 340 tons of dishes in her lifetime. Something over 6.5 tons a year. So, if you've only washed 5.5 tons of dishes so far this year, lady, don't feel guilty. You'll catch up on Thanksgiving Day.
He loved me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that he loves me. He loves me, true, he doesn't show it. When he doesn't know it. Yesterday he loathed me, now today he likes me. And tomorrow, tomorrow, I see from the urge to touch him. I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell him. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that he and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised he found to be. He loves me. He loves me. I'm trembling, what the heck does that mean? I'm freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I light this song on every wall I see. He loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Bill Cullen. Barbara Walters, Merrill Muller, and I are heard each weekday on Emphasis on NBC Radio.